local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
A beautiful way to start the work week. Very clear sky, sunshine. The Blues are back in town. That's right. The Blue Angels, about 30, 35 minutes ago, returning to NAS Pensacola. Their show season started a couple of weeks ago, but both performances out in California, so they elected to stay out at El Centro for a couple additional weeks. Sunday, this coming weekend, they have the New Orleans performance at the New Orleans Air Show, so headed back home today. So glad to have the Blue Angels back in town. Joe and Austin with you for the next 48 minutes, getting you caught up on everything else happening in your world today, both locally and around the world. And we start things off with today's top three stories. Israeli Defense Forces say they conducted a raid at a hospital in northern Gaza. A spokesperson said the operation was conducted at the complex after Hamas fighters regrouped there.
The hospital functioning at a very minimal level at this point, but there are thousands of Palestinian civilians sheltering inside, hoping that being on the hospital grounds would offer them at least some modicum of safety.
Reporter for NBC there. This comes as ceasefire negotiations continue in Qatar, although there's little hope there be a breakthrough during this round of talks. The White House today says President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Gaza's other major cities have largely been destroyed, and Israel has not presented us or the world with a plan for how or where they would safely move those civilians, let alone feed and house them and ensure access to basic things like sanitation.
The president called on Netanyahu to send officials to Washington in the coming days to hear an alternative approach to targeting Hamas in the city. Sullivan adds that more than a million people have taken refuge in Rafah and have nowhere else to go. And Donald Trump defending himself after saying there will be a bloodbath if he loses the election in November. In a post on Truth Social this morning, Trump argued his words were purposely being taken out of context, as he was clearly talking about the auto industry being decimated if the president wins re-election. He said he was referring to imports allowed by the current president. Democrats, including the Biden administration, unsurprisingly, quickly claimed Trump's comment was a call for political violence and unrest in the event that Trump loses in November. Those are our top three stories today. We say hello to Austin for the first time. Austin, how are you, sir? How was your weekend?
It was great. Thanks for asking. How was yours, Joe?
It was good. It was good. Very busy yesterday with a lot of different church activities, but I got a three-day work week this week, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah. We just watched some basketball, watched the selection stuff, and obviously we'll get more on that later. Yeah. But luckily a very easy weekend for me as well. Just about 4:15. That's my cue to get us started with traffic and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm very happy to report that in this 4 o'clock hour on Monday, we're not dealing with too severe of traffic issues, maybe a little bit if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards North Palafox Street. But outside of that, it's the usual hitters. Pine Forest Road, traveling both north and southbound between I-10 and 9 Mile Road. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. And Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We did have a traffic incident reported just west of 87 there, so be on the lookout for that. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've just got the typical evening traffic causing you some slight backups there.
All right, thank you. And getting an update on the weather, we've got that cool air coming in tonight. Here's Alan.
A breezy north wind tonight will be pushing in some cold air. Overnight lows will fall all the way down into the 30s. Now, some inland areas will be down around the freezing mark or maybe even a little bit below. So we've got a light freeze for some of those inland parts as we head into Tuesday morning. Now, during the day Tuesday, it will be sunny with highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Our top local story this afternoon, Gulf Breeze police say a student at Gulf Breeze High School was arrested for allegedly bringing a gun with them on campus today. According to Channel 3, an investigation started around noon after a threat of violence was made against another student. That unnamed student is now charged with possession of a firearm by a minor as well as possession on school property. It's not known exactly where the weapon was found, whether it was in a locker, backpack, or on the individual person there. Damage to Adana's Cafe and Bakery on Garden Street is pretty substantial after a driver lost control of their car and hit the building over the weekend.
It's our handicap ramp. It's our front door. It's it could be stuffed with water because they did hit the water pipe that's outside. It's our front bricks, our staircase. It's the safety of our, it's the things that we have to have for the safety of our customers.
That was Serena Thomas there, co-owner of the business, along with her mother. They say, thankfully, the damage could have been worse and are thankful nobody was injured more than they were. Two women were in the car when it crashed, and Pensacola police are looking into a possible DUI. Andrew, this morning, talked with Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. One of the topics they discussed was the incident last week where a homeowner in Gulf Breeze was allegedly pulled a gun on a process server. The lawsuit that set the events in motion was reportedly a $2.7 million suit over a construction bill on a Pensacola beach home. Contractor Michael Mabry was served at his home last week.
Yeah, and then apparently a gun got pulled, which is, you know, obviously a no-no. And, you know, unfortunately, process servers are kind of, I guess it's a underrated profession because some of them died during their time. Okaloosa County lost a process server. He was at a lawyer's office a couple of years back, and he was serving papers and got shot and killed.
Sheriff Bob Johnson says serving court papers can be a dangerous job, and the server in this case was a civilian. However, he also has uniformed deputies that serve papers for the sheriff's office as well. Also, in our local headlines, saying in Santa Rosa County, their cold weather shelter is opening tonight and tomorrow night at the Ferris Hills Baptist Church. Anybody who needs to be there should arrive between 6:30 and 8:30. After that, nobody will be allowed in unless they are brought in by law enforcement. City of Pensacola continuing to look into that computer network security incident from the weekend that resulted in a phone outage. On Saturday, the city reported phones not working, although it seemingly did not impact emergency dispatcher operations at the Pensacola airport. The investigation is continuing. No official statement yet. Wonder if the mayor will have anything when he holds his weekly news conference tomorrow. 419, we'll take a break there. Our state and national headlines are still to come on Pensacola Right Now.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Coming to the Pensacola Sanger Theater, one of the most acclaimed and charismatic jazz artists to have emerged in the 90s, Joshua Redman with the Joshua Redman Group. Featuring Gabrielle Cavassa. Get ready to immerse yourself in the soulful sounds of Joshua Redman as he takes you on a journey through the heart of jazz. Experience the magic of music with Joshua Redman, live at the Pensacola Sanger Theater, April 22nd. Get your tickets at the Sanger box office or at PensacolaSanger.com.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Just a typical spot's giving us trouble so far. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile trying to get onto I-10, we've got some heavy congestion going both ways there. A little bit developing on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach is still rather backed up. And we had a previously reported traffic incident on Navarre Parkway just west of Highway 87. That's got some backups going both ways. And then a little bit further east, if you're traveling westbound towards 87, we've got some backups there. Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton, typical evening traffic is going to cause backups for you in that area. But also, if you're traveling eastbound towards downtown, coming from Dogwood Drive, that's slightly backed up as well. Outside of that, there's just some minor issues here and there on North Davis Highway, maybe a little bit on Pensacola Boulevard near Broad Street.
A cold breeze from the north will be blowing in some chilly air for the overnight hours. Low temperatures will be down in the 30s. Some inland areas will be down around the freezing mark or a little bit below. So some frosty weather likely for those inland spots as cold air falls into place. Tuesday, we'll end up with sunshine and highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Ellen. 4:25 here at News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Around the state of Florida today, starting in Jacksonville, one person dead and three people injured after three separate shootings happened within an hour out of Jacksonville Beach. Police say the shootings happened after hundreds of teens gathered under the beach pier for organized fights yesterday.
This is multiple suspects at multiple scenes. We have multiple shell casings from pistol and rifle caliber weapons down on the ground. Two of these firearms have been recovered.
The first shooting happened just before 8 o'clock local time last night when three people were injured. A second happening minutes later when a masked gunman opened fire, but nobody was injured. The last one at around 8:30 when three suspects pulled guns on each other and a bystander was killed. So far, no suspects have been taken into custody.
My goodness. And the Jacksonville panel is calling on Governor Ron DeSantis to veto an ethics bill currently on his desk. The Jacksonville Ethics Commission sent a letter to DeSantis late last week saying that the legislation would undermine the investigation process of all ethics boards statewide. The measure would require anyone filing an ethics complaint to have identified themselves and have personal knowledge of the alleged offense, despite it being supported by substantial evidence.
Fort Lauderdale police say there have been only 10 spring break-related arrests compared with Miami Beach's 250. Police there say they're even using it as a recruitment tool.
And had some fun with the students in challenging them to everything from push-up contests to other athletic feats, and then used it as an opportunity to recruit.
And they do say that because of the stricter restrictions on Miami Beach that we've talked about in this space before, spring breakers have been migrating further north to Fort Lauderdale.
And primary elections will get underway in Florida tomorrow. Voters will be able to cast their ballots for the tentative Republican presidential nominee, former President Donald Trump. People in some parts of the state will also get to vote in municipal races. Nearly 800,000 registered voters in the Sunshine State have participated in early voting or submitted mail-in ballots as of today.
Now we'll talk about this certainly more in sports news, but the first four of March Madness gets underway tomorrow, and it'll be the first time that Floridians around the state can legally bet on NCAA tournament games. Sports gaming attorney Daniel Wallach says it comes as we still await legal rulings on the validity of the Florida Sports Betting Compact.
That's the issue that's in play at both the Florida Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court. If either court concludes that the wagers are truly off-reservation, then you could have a violation of both federal law as well as the Florida Constitution.
And there's evidence Floridians are avid gamblers. Something else that we've talked about previously is that calls to the state's gambling addiction hotline have more than doubled since online gambling began last year. 428 here at News Radio 92.3, doing a recap of our top headlines here at the start of the hour. If you're just joining us, a couple from Israel today, where defense forces there say they conducted a raid at a hospital in northern Gaza. This comes as ceasefire negotiations continue in Qatar, although officials say there's little hope there will be a breakthrough during these rounds of talks. Speaking of talks today, President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Of course, this coming after some very sharp criticism coming from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, in which he's calling for Israel to hold elections for new government, saying that they have not handled the situation well, especially as it involves civilian safety. The president reportedly called on Netanyahu to send Israeli leaders to Washington in the coming days to hear an alternative approach to targeting Hamas in Rafah. And then the bloodbath comment that has Democrats fuming. Donald Trump defending himself is posting on Truth Social saying that his words are purposely being taken out of context and that he was clearly talking about the auto industry being decimated if President Biden were to re-election. Of course, many Democrats jumping at the opportunity to say that Trump's comment was a call for political violence in the event that Trump were to lose in November. Those are our top three stories today. 4:30, we'll get our top national headlines continuing on right after the Fox News update. And your money now as well. Pensacola right now.
I'm Tom Regani. The Israeli government will send a delegation to Washington to discuss their planned invasion of Rafah in Gaza following a phone call today between President Biden and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Fox's Jared Halpern reports.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that Israeli team could arrive here later this week. President Biden has raised concerns about an invasion of Rafah where more than a million Palestinian civilians are seeking shelter.
The State Department updating the number of Americans stuck in Haiti as the chaos there continues to unfold.
The State Department tells us now that nearly 1,000 Americans in Haiti right now have contacted them about plans to get out. This is a huge jump from just days ago when State insisted to us that number was really just a few hundred.
That's Fox's Jillian Turner at the State Department. America is listening to Fox News.
Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, the last form of asbestos that was still legal for use in the U.S. has now been officially banned. The Environmental Protection Agency says that new rules will prohibit using, manufacturing, and importing any form of asbestos in auto parts and some building materials. The rule also bans the use of white asbestos, but companies have about 12 years to phase it out in their products. The EPA says that some 40,000 deaths in the U.S. each year are linked to asbestos exposure. And it was a big weekend at the box office for Kung Fu Panda 4, the latest installment in the family-friendly franchise, raking in another $30 million in its second weekend in theaters. Dune Part 2 continues as the runner-up with $29 million. Meanwhile, the Mark Wahlberg film Arthur the King took home the third-place trophy, hauling in $7.5 million. On Wall Street, shares were higher today as a rally in the tech sector pushed stocks into the green. Apple and Google seeing among the biggest gains, as Apple is reportedly in talks with Google to license its AI technology. And that is Your Money Now.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries, plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Caleb Williams will be the first pick of the draft to Chicago. Daniel Jeremiah recently told me he thinks it's more likely that the Commanders would trade back at 2 than the Patriots at 3. I don't think either the Commanders nor Pats will trade back, though. So that means three quarterbacks will be the first three picks of the draft, and then all eyes will be on the Cardinals. Will they trade the fourth pick to a team like Minnesota looking to snag a QB, or will Arizona keep it and select Marvin Harrison Jr.? I'm Zach Gelb.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10, we've got the typical evening congestion going both ways there. Gulf Beach Highway has some backups if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Same could be said for Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Still got some backups going both ways if you are traveling on Navarre Parkway. There was an accident just west of Highway 87, so we've got some backups in that area, especially if you are traveling eastbound towards the highway there. Outside of that, the biggest area where you're going to have some problems is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
A cold breeze from the north will be blowing in some chilly air for the overnight hours. Low temperatures will be down in the 30s. Some inland areas will be down around the freezing mark or a little bit below. So some frosty weather likely for those inland spots as cold air falls into place. Tuesday, we'll end up with sunshine and highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 4:38 here, listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Taking a look at our national headlines today, arguments in the case over whether the Biden administration's push to remove what they claim was misinformation on social media platform violated the First Amendment has concluded. Those conversations included conservative Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito saying it was unusual. Federal officials were repeatedly pressuring the social media sites to take down content, adding he saw a constant pestering of Facebook.
It's treating Facebook and these other platforms like they're subordinates.
The case focuses on communications from administration officials urging platforms to police information about the legitimacy of the 2020 election and COVID pandemic.
And the bank card of a missing Mizzou student has been found along the Cumberland River in Nashville. Police say that a Riley Strain's card was found Friday by two local women who have taken the initiative to join in on the search for the 22-year-old. He's been missing more than a week since he was asked to leave a downtown bar. The family is reportedly set to meet with police today to review more video footage.
Congress needs to pass legislation to avoid a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. Funding runs out midnight Friday for 6 annual spending bills. Negotiations, they hope, will wrap up soon. Differences remain, however, how to fund the Department of Homeland Security, as lawmakers and the White House are at odds over, to, of course, how to tackle the border and immigration.
And Russian President Vladimir Putin will remain in power for at least another 6 years. Early results from Russia's presidential election show Putin winning with 88% of the vote. His victory was all but guaranteed, with no real challengers to his reelection.
Well, lawyers for former President Trump say he is not able to post the $464 million fraud judgment against him in New York. Trump needs to post bond by next week, or New York Attorney General Letitia James can start collecting during the appeals process. According to legal documents filed, his legal team is asking the appeals court to step in adding, finding a bond is practically impossible.
And the father of murdered Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley says that he's angry her death is being used politically.
It makes me angry. She was much better than that. She should be raised up for the person that she is.
Jason Riley spoke on the Today Show about the aftermath of his daughter's death, and she was allegedly murdered by an illegal immigrant on the campus of University of Georgia.
Also, Senator Ted Cruz is lashing out at reports that an admitted Hezbollah terrorist was caught crossing in Texas. He used his podcast to place the blame on the Biden border policies.
2022, 98 individuals on the terror watch list were encountered at our southern and northern borders. In fiscal year 2023, that number doubled.
In this case, the 22-year-old Lebanese man told customs agents that he was headed to New York and planned to make a bomb. It's unclear if any of the story was true, but he used a fake name and birthday in several countries before reaching the border near El Paso. 4:42 now at News Radio. Austin, what's going on in the world of sports today?
Well, not a ton's gone on these last couple of days. But what has gone on has been colossal. We'll get this out of the way first. In the NBA tonight, if that's what you're watching, we've got an ESPN doubleheader. Heat at 76ers. That's going to be on at 6:30, followed by Knicks at Warriors at 9 o'clock. So some pretty prominent teams facing off there. Also had some NFL offseason headlines. Multiple players are bouncing around once again. We got Justin Fields to the Steelers. That was the biggest one. For those of you who have been following the NFL offseason, you know Fields and Russell Wilson have both been talked about as going to the Steelers. I don't think many people expected Pittsburgh to land both of them, but that's what we've got. And they got him for what? A conditional draft pick as well. So pretty good fleecing there by Pittsburgh, I suppose. Jerome Baker, he's a linebacker, also going to the Seahawks. Wide receiver K.J. Osborne to the Patriots. Quarterback Tyler Huntley to the Browns. And cornerback Michael Davis to the Washington Commanders. And the Saints are signing Chase Young. Wow, that's one that I didn't even see on the script. But that's a big one for sure. And while these players are going to new destinations, one unfortunately is not. Veteran Dallas Cowboys linebacker Leighton Vander Esch is retiring from the NFL after just six seasons. The news comes after Vander Esch, who endured great injury both last season and throughout his career as a whole, was released by the Cowboys on Friday. But beyond that, of course, it's all college basketball, with the men's and women's March Madness tournaments being officially set. In the men's side, the one seeds are UConn, Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina. And on the women's side, the one seeds are South Carolina, Texas, Iowa, and USC. If you followed either of those sports, that is no surprise at all. The first four begins tomorrow on the men's side. That's going to be on Tuesday. And then the full 64-team bracket begins Thursday. And for the women, first four is on Wednesday and full bracket on Friday. Joe, do you have any early predictions at all?
I do not, Austin. I don't, because I will not take a look at the bracket until the first four is finalized.
That's fair.
So I wait until Thursday morning because, you know. A couple of the games that they play are involving the 16 seeds for the right to go on and most likely lose to the one seed. I think
they're all-time 2-150.
Two and something, yeah. But those two wins have come in like the last 5 years.
Oh, yeah, no. The game's
which
changing
is
for
interesting.
Sure.
And then there's a couple of the other games that involve, I think, 11 seed. So, you know, I like to pick an 11-6 upset in the first round, so I just like to have the full picture before I start doing that. I'll tell you honestly what the most noteworthy thing, men or women's, in the brackets, is that the committee on the women's side put Iowa and LSU in the same region.
Really?
Yeah. So LSU is a 3 seed. Obviously, last year's national champion. We had the Angel Reese controversy last year when she waved the finger in Caitlin Clark. And then we just had the fight a couple of weeks ago with South Carolina. So I think that is really interesting. If we could get a Sweet 16 or Elite 8 game, I'm not sure which one it would be. But Iowa and LSU possibly going for the right to advance to the Elite Eight, Final Four, whatever. So that was the most noteworthy thing that I took away. No early predictions from me, though. What about for you? Anything that stuck out?
In the women's side, I'm going to keep it brief. It's either South Carolina or Iowa. I mean, Iowa's got the best player, and South Carolina is, what, 32-0 now
something
or something?
Like that,
so,
yeah.
I mean, they are
USC
literally
also
unstoppable.
Really good, too. They have a freshman that's super good. On the men's side, I will say this. I was watching the SEC championship game on Sunday. And
Auburn, looking
the TV
good.
Announcer said about Auburn that they are the only team in the country that has a top 10 efficiency ranking in both offense and defense. And so when I heard that, I said, Auburn's my pick.
They're definitely one
because
to watch.
I had never, you know, I don't watch college basketball that much. But when he said that, I was like, okay, I'm going to go with Auburn. And I also think that Bruce Pearl is an excellent coach. To my knowledge and recollection, he hasn't won a national championship yet. So I went into yesterday saying, I'm picking Auburn because the top 10 efficiency on both offense and defense, and it's Bruce Pearl's time. And then they get into UConn's bracket. And so I'm just completely
the top overall seed.
That's right. Yeah. So I'm completely just like, okay, I don't know. But
I think two teams to look out for are both from the Big 12, Houston and Iowa State. It's a 1-2 seed. Look out for those two. That's going to be my TED Talk.
Having lived in the state of Iowa, I am hoping for an Iowa State-Drake matchup.
That's
in
kind of
round
that'd
two.
Be cool. Yeah.
It's Drake's in Des Moines.
Really? And yeah. I knew that I'm familiar with Drake, but I didn't know where they were. Just past 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Luckily, there's not too much to report on. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, is still looking kind of rough. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, is giving us some trouble still. We did have an accident report on U.S. Highway 98. That's just east of Lillian Highway. Doesn't appear that much, if any, congestion is being caused by that, though. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, is going to give you some problems. Navarre Parkway, whether you be traveling east or west towards Highway 87. Got some backups there from a previously reported incident. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, we've still got evening traffic causing you some grief there.
A breezy north wind tonight will be pushing in some cold air. Overnight lows will fall all the way down into the 30s. Now, some inland areas will be down around the freezing mark or maybe even a little bit below. So we've got a light freeze for some of those inland parts as we head into Tuesday morning. Now, during the day Tuesday, it will be sunny with highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, quick rundown of some health, business, and science notes. The first over-the-counter birth control pill approved in the U.S. is now available to order online. Customers can place orders for Opill through Amazon and opill.com. Also, major pharmacies, Walgreens, CVS, say they will sell Opill once they get their shipments in.
And craft retailer Joann is filing for bankruptcy. The 81-year-old Ohio-based company announced it filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection after securing $132 million in new funding. Joann has about 850 stores across the country, which will all remain open.
AstraZeneca will cap the cost of its inhalers at $35. The drug maker made the announcement today following in the footsteps of one of its rivals. The decision comes as congressional Democrats are investigating the four major inhaler manufacturers for charging Americans more than consumers overseas. For example, AstraZeneca's Breztri Aerosphere inhaler goes for $645 in the U.S. compared to just $49 in the U.K. $35 price cap will go into effect on June 1st.
Well, that's good. Some quick pop culture notes here. Kung Fu Panda 4 edged out Dune Part 2 by less than $1 million for the top spot in this weekend's box office. Kung Fu Panda 4 took in an estimated $30 million in its second week in theaters, while Dune Part 2 brought home $29.1 million in its third week.
A lot of vicious rumors going on about the royals. Most recently, Kate Middleton, or I guess I should say Princess Kate and Prince William.
When you said royals, I thought you meant Kansas City. That's why I was like, what? What in the world is going on? Okay,
a very
ahead.
Pop culture team, the Royals.
Yes, absolutely.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles III is alive following reports of his death in Russian media.
What?
Several Russian outlets ran with the news of the king's supposed death during using an announcement dated March 18th, but obviously that's not the case. So.
That's good.
Long live the king.
Absolutely. And Celine Dion says she's determined to get back on stage despite her recent medical diagnosis. The singer is currently battling a rare autoimmune disorder known as stiff person syndrome. Over the weekend, she posted a photo of herself and her three sons saying that although her battle with SPS is difficult, she's set on returning to the stage, quote, and to live as normal of a life as possible.
4:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to wrap up hour number one next.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their 7 locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Join Lakeview Center's Cindy McLaughlin, Specialty Program Manager, this Wednesday at 10 for their show about opioid overdose awareness. What you need to know about opioids. How fentanyl cannot be easily detected in opioids. Help is available for support and free Narcan. Plan to tune in and contact Lakeview Center's OPUS program. Visit elakeviewcenter.org.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest, perhaps you just got off of I-10 and are traveling towards 9 Mile Road, you're going to be backed up a decent ways there, just typical evening traffic giving us problems in that area. Also got an accident report on U.S. Highway 98. That's going to be just east of Lillian Highway, causing some minor backups in that immediate vicinity. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive is still looking backed up as well, as it so often does at this hour. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, still giving us some pretty severe backups as well. And the same could be said about an accident report if you are traveling eastbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, so be on the lookout for that. Last big one is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
A cold breeze from the north will be blowing in some chilly air for the overnight hours. Low temperatures will be down in the 30s. Some inland areas will be down around the freezing mark or a little bit below. So some frosty weather likely for those inland spots as cold air falls into place. Tuesday, we'll end up with sunshine and highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 4:54 here at News Radio. Quick recap of today's top three stories if you're just checking in with us. Israeli Defense Forces say they conducted a raid at a hospital in northern Gaza yesterday. This comes as ceasefire negotiations are continuing in Qatar. Today, the White House says President Biden spoke with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Biden called on the Israeli president to send officials to Washington to hear an alternative approach to targeting Hamas in the city. And Donald Trump defending himself after saying there will be a bloodbath if he loses the election. Speaking on Truth Social, he says that his words are being purposely taken out of context, as he was clearly talking about the auto industry being decimated if President Biden were to win re-election. Taking a look at some of the more wackier stories making the rounds today. Austin, pizza-flavored beer arrives next month.
Oh, great.
New Belgium partnered with frozen pizza brand Tombstone for it. It's an IPA that's 7% alcohol and described as having hints of crispy crust, tangy tomato sauce, and savory herbs and spices with a pepperoni finish. Your thoughts on that?
I'm not a beer guy to begin with, and that's when it tastes like
neither
beer.
Neither am I.
I swear, Joe, if I ever go like, yeah, I'm open-minded, I'll try a beer, and it has a pepperoni finish, I might vomit.
So we just had I have a St. Patrick's Day story.
Alrighty.
Keep in mind,
it's more appetizing.
Keep in mind, I am not a beer drinker.
Awesome.
I am not. Okay. But there was several years ago when I was living in Iowa. It was St. Patrick's Day, and it was March Madness. It was the first round or whatever, and I was living in Iowa. Iowa State was playing, so it was a very festive day. You know, a lot of Iowa State fans, you know, together or whatever.
Yeah.
And I decided my moral compass wasn't quite pointed north at this point in my life.
It's all right.
I said, you know what? I think I'm feeling just super festive today. I'm gonna try a beer, and I'm going to try an Irish beer.
Ooh.
And I'm gonna try Guinness.
Okay.
Never, ever, ever in my life have I had a worse taste.
Really?
In my and so. I said, why in the world does this taste so bad? It's awful. Like, one sip, I was like, no way
yeah.
will I ever. I was not aware that the darker the beer, the more alcohol it contained or just something about it.
Mm, gotcha.
So the lighter beer is obviously not quite as strong or whatever.
As potent, right.
So that was my first foray into beer, was a one sip of Guinness on St. Patrick's Day.
Pitch black Guinness.
Never again.
Ever. It's got too insane of a taste for me. It's just,
I don't know how. I don't know how people acquire that taste. I don't.
Yeah, it's horrible. The greatest thing you've heard about since sliced bread. A man in Nevada had more than 100 pounds of sliced bread dumped on his property last week. And it wasn't a prank. It was just a frustrated truck driver. A distributor came forward and said they contracted a driver to handle that route and that he dumped it because he was mad and didn't want to go through the process of returning it. The driver called the local TV news station anonymously and said that the representatives tell drivers to dump the unsold bread off at churches and nonprofits, and if they can't find anyone to give it to, they should dump it anywhere.
Mm. All right. Austin, you have probably been guilty of this several times. Have you ever been jamming to the radio at a red light and realized somebody in the next car over saw you? Maybe one of those. All right. Embarrassing, I thought I was alone moments. Well,
yes.
Here's one. Cops in rural Minnesota got a report last week of an elderly man who was walking down the side of the road with a shotgun.
That's a great start.
The person who called it in said it seemed suspicious because the guy tried to hide the gun as they drove by. So an officer went to check it out and eventually found the man who fit the description. Didn't have a shotgun. It turned out he was just getting his daily walk-in and had a walking stick with him.
But why
did he try to hide it?
Good question.
He told the cops that he likes listening to music on his walks and eventually admitted that he was playing air guitar when the person drove by. His knee-jerk reaction was to stop and hide his stick, so that's why he seems suspicious.
Let
the man live his life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And some good news here. A bunch of students at Providence College, hey, go Friars, that's in Rhode Island. They launched a GoFundMe to help a security guard go see his family in Nigeria. They found out he hadn't seen them in 11 years, so they raised enough to send him. They needed $3,500, and they've raised about 10 times that. That's great.
Awesome. All right, Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back in about 10 minutes for a full rundown of anything you may have missed in the first hour. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.